Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Good, how you doing?
You want it?
What class did you say that was?
History.
Yeah.
Just history? It must have been a survey course then, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was surveys.
Right.
You should check it out. It's a good course. It's a good class.
How'd you like that course?
You know, frankly, I found the class, you know, rather elementary.
Elementary. Yeah. You know, I don't doubt that it was.
Yeah.
I remember that class. It was, it was just between recess and lunch.
Clark, why don't you go away?
Why don't you relax?
Why don't you go away?
I'm just having fun with my new friend, that's all.
Wait, we could have a problem?
No, there's no problem here. I was just hoping you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the southern colonies. My contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities, especially in the southern colonies, could most aptly be characterized as agrarian pre-capital.
All right, of course that's your contention. You're a first-year grad student. You just got finished reading some Marxian historian, Pete Garrison probably. You're going to be convinced of that till next month when you get to James Lemon. Then you're going to be talking about how the economies of Virginia and Pennsylvania were entrepreneurial and capitalist way back in 1740. That's going to last until next year. You're going to be in here regurgitating Gordon Wood, talking about, you know, the pre-revolutionary utopia and the capital-forming effects of military mobilization.
As a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact
of social distinctions predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from Vickers. Work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? Or do you, is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own? As your own idea, just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend. See, the sad thing about a guy like you is in 50 years, you're gonna start doing some thinking on your own, and you're gonna come up with the fact that there are two certainties in life. One, don't do that. And two, you dropped 150 grand on a fucking education you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Yeah, but I will have a degree, and you'll be serving my kids fries at a drive-thru on our way to a skiing trip.
Maybe. Yeah, but at least I won't be unoriginal. But I mean, if you have a problem like that, maybe you could just step outside. We could figure it out.
No, man, there's no problem. It's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
That ride is cool. How you like me now?
You're listening to Hippo Juice.
Well, if it's legal, then people are going to be sneaking in and raping your horse.
Child rape.
There's no such thing as adult rape.
Rape is just sex with crying, and no!
I wish Law & Order had more child rape in it.
Isn't rape just rape?
Can we get through one show without talking about rape?
An affiliate of the Lose the Radio Network.
You're stupid.
I'm not stupid. You're stupid.
Well, John is the boss of our show.
Wouldn't Surprise Sex have, like, balloons?
Scrooge McDuck will be the only one to hire you with a Tom and a monocle.
Hippo Juice was recorded in front of a live internet audience.
And welcome to the Hippo Juice Podcast.
Hey, welcome. What's up, bud? Come on, come on.
Hey. All right. Hopefully you can hear us, and not only hear us, but hear us well.
Ooh.
We got a sexy new board rolling.
How sexy is it?
About $500 worth of sexy.
That's pretty sex.
Nice. I do want to talk about news that everyone, there's no spoilers in this. The Academy Award nominations are out.
I wanted to find out when they were out on my own.
Fuck.
Spoiler alert.
You're an idiot.
All right, so
that job is taken.
We have I've held that job for 5 years.
Let me just
John, you're getting outsourced.
I am. Damn it.
Bombs folder here.
Marie, do you have the nominations open?
And the nominees are...
All right, for Best Picture.
Google search. Oscars.
All right, I'll do it.
Hot dogs.
Oh, shit, I was going to say, Baloney is nominated.
God forbid one of the people here with the computers would actually have...
We know Avatar is nominated for sure.
Right.
Avatar is nominated for half the shit in there.
Inglourious Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of the sure nominated ones that we were talking about.
District 9?
District 9 was on there, but that's not a sure nominated one.
That's not a sure nominated one.
Do you think that if hypothetically, let's say if Avatar wins it, you think there's be like an uproar of boos from like the audience?
That's never happened, nor will it ever happen.
But do you think it's probable?
Why? Why would that happen?
No. I mean, like, if Meet the Parents won, then maybe. But not Avatar. I mean, it's the fucking biggest movie, literally the biggest movie in the world right now.
Popularity, not successfulness.
No, no, all the way around. Successfulness, yes, and popularity, yes. It is literally the most successful movie in the world.
No, I mean successful as in being
right,
a good movie.
All right, I got him here. Best Picture. Avatar, of course. Mm-hmm. Up in the Air, which is a George Clooney movie.
I haven't seen it.
Inglourious Bastards.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
The Hurt Locker.
Haven't seen it.
I want to see it.
Precious.
Haven't seen it.
The Blind Side.
Haven't seen it.
Up.
Haven't seen it.
District 9.
Yes.
Love it.
An Education. I don't know what that is.
Because you already got one.
Bam.
Oh.
And bam.
Maybe I should go see that
one. The one that had to be thrown in as a joke was The Hangover.
See, they don't make jokes in the Academy Award, though. Why is that thrown in there? They never do comedies for Best Picture. Is it that this is like a competition, a popularity contest?
Wait, you said The Hangover's in there?
Yeah. The Hangover's in there.
Yeah.
Where?
Wait.
Marie?
It was.
It is. The Best Pictures.
And this list is
in The Hangover.
Marie is on Oscars.org.
Wait, the Academy Award nominees were announced ago, and what jumps out is The Hangover Best Picture. No, The Hangover was actually removed out of the nominees.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
It was removed.
Was it a mistake?
Honestly,
I don't know. It's weird.
I think that there's so many Best Picture nominations this year because they're just trying to get people to watch the movies. Because I haven't seen half of them.
I learned that this is, it's a fucking business. That as soon as you're nominated for an Oscar, the amount of money that goes to these movies is way the fuck up. Like Slumdog Millionaire didn't make shit, and then it won the Oscar, and then it finally started making money.
But,
all of these are business.
To counter that, it's still a movie with smelly Indian people.
So what's going to happen to The Hangover? Did they start printing out new DVD sleeves saying that
they're
nominated, and now they have to get
fast.
Rid of it? Maybe they do. Maybe they were really excited.
It was in there at one point, but I guess it was removed. But that doesn't matter. I mean, here's a discussion I was having today, and we've all had. But the discussion we're having today also with some people on Twitter, specifically Ken from the Flick Dude podcast,
mm-hmm.
was his comments were to the Avatar I'm sick of all the Avatar haters. Avatar changed cinema. It should definitely be, if it wins an Academy Award, it deserves it 100%. To where my response is, yeah, if you like Fern Gully slash Pocahontas as a story, it's fine. But he goes, I'm so sick of hearing the Pocahontas Fern Gully thing. A lot of movies are derived from other things. And I get a lot of movies are derived from other things. So that's a big argument. That was what me and Ken were talking about. That's a big argument. Is a lot of movies are derived from other things. But there's a difference, in my opinion, between deriving a movie from, like, saying, okay, taking a kind of a story and changing it. But literally, when you could take the Pocahontas script and change names, and it's Pocahontas in space.
John, did you fart?
Yeah.
Because that is fucking terrible. I cannot concentrate.
That happens whenever we talk about Avatar.
He got nervous.
No, whenever we talk about Avatar, I always get so frustrated.
I don't remember the story. They're going to ask me.
Actually, I did that because I wanted to chime in. No pun intended.
Raise but like, your hand. I'm sorry.
I've done that. It doesn't work.
Here's my problem. When people say, oh, it changed cinema. Going from like silent movies to audio, that's a change in cinema. I don't think any movie has changed cinema.
There was already cinema, or there was already CGI. There was already 3D.
Yes, I've seen Captain EO at Epcot when it was there.
It's still there. They brought it back.
But in California.
Are they still using cameras to film movies?
No. Oh, no. Now what they did was they used birds like the Flintstones. Then they go, it's a living, and then they film and they chisel stuff.
Never mind. Cinema.
I think they meant from like animation to 3D animation, from using film to digital to HD.
That's what they meant.
To making
all those things that were around. What was new about Avatar? But I mean, yes, it took a long time to do, and yes, it was beautiful and very artistic and overwhelming with its beauty.
Cameras? Is that it? Because Dark Knight used IMAX cameras.
Yeah,
Mersh in the chat room says he found a unique way to express his feelings about Avatar.
Was that sarcasm?
I think that has to do with John farting.
I was going to say it. That's not relevant. Why are you reading it?
Because I like to actually once in a while read what the people in the chat room are talking about so they feel included in the show.
But you didn't read it in the correct
sort of
context.
Uppity bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention her name that sits next to me during the podcast.
Nathan.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, you're right. IMAX cameras have been used before. Right.
Change in cinema, I wouldn't, you know, I don't even think. Let's say The Godfather. I don't think Godfather changed cinema. I don't think there's a movie that changed cinema simply because it was made.
Domino's saying the facial expressions on the characters were new. Best motion capturing I've ever seen. They did that with Gollum already.
Yeah.
In Lord of the Rings. It's not new. None of it is new. Gollum.
If
little alien-looking hobbit character from Lord of the Rings.
Dude, District 9 did it.
Don't shrug your shoulders.
District
9
did it, first off, for $30 million. And the biggest fight that my biggest point of contention is that, look, I don't think District 9 or Avatar should be up for the best picture. But if I had to pick, if they told me, hey, you have to drop one, I'm going to drop Avatar and I'm going to take District 9. Me personally. Why? Because I think it had a better story. I actually sat there and went, I don't know what's going to happen in District 9. This is a good story. I don't know where it's going. Where in Avatar, you could sit there and go, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen.
Best movie. I wouldn't say best animation. Throw it in there. There's a category for that.
But it's not an animation. Computer graphics, but it's not an animation.
It is cinematography.
It is still animation.
Computer-generated animation.
But
Toy Story was nominated
for... Yeah, but that's a fully animated film. There's not really a category for people with animation films.
So, like, why don't they just
Roger Rabbit was animated.
Yeah, yes, there is. Best animated film.
So,
Is that the one you're referring to?
No, but that's for fully animation. That's for full animation films. It's not for. There were human people. There were live film shots.
Just because there's no category for you doesn't mean you throw it in as best picture.
Bend the rules. Put it in best animation because of how beautiful the animation is.
Or best cinematography.
You know what? Best visuals. Best visual effects.
I don't understand why that's not it.
Yeah, what John's saying actually is 100% correct. Best cinematography.
Because they do best screenplay, best cinematography, best musical score, best. Like editing, best script. Like, why don't they get put into that?
They are in those categories.
But that should be like, I don't see it as a best picture movie of the year.
Me neither.
I mean, well, how many movies and
have you seen?
What movie before this? And I'm sure they're out there. I just don't remember. That's what I'm asking. What movie before this had actual humans acting with fully CGI characters in a full CGI world? Because
Roger Rabbit.
No.
No.
What? No. Like, what other movie? What Tron? Other movie besides Avatar?
Tron.
Tron.
And Tron. They're redoing
Mary
Tron.
Poppins. Dino said.
They're redoing
Pirates of the Caribbean. There was a bunch of you know, animated skeletons.
Transformers.
No, but I'm saying the whole I'm saying the whole world behind them also
right.
was.
Pirates of the Caribbean. What was that not really one a movie? Giant black pearl ship out there.
What was that one movie? It was like a flight.
Spoiler. I really want to see that, Nate. If you could just like spoilers.
No, they really didn't make a ship though for the movie. Well, I mean, like this was just a green screen.
Window Licker says I'm a stud.
What was that stupid flight aviation movie that was completely CGI, but it had people?
Star Fox.
No.
Sky Captain and
that one.
In the World of Tomorrow.
Dual barrel.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
Angelina
the one.
Jolie was
that was full
the robots.
Green screen.
And actually, that one did
in
they?
Your face.
No, I'm asking.
I'm
movie,
telling
they weren't.
I'm telling you.
That movie, Marie. That movie it was already made, and then they had the actors and they superimposed them into like the characters' roles.
Right. Well, he was saying in a not real world. That was done completely by green screen. Their surroundings.
And that one, they just went back and all they did was just add the voices and everything. They went ass backwards.
Right.
I like to say bass backwards.
Dutch is saying 300. There's a lot of things that have a ton of CG graphics with human interaction.
300 was not primarily, almost 100% filmed in front of a green screen.
Yeah
but Ryan's saying that.
No, but I mean the
people.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I'll give you 300.
Right,
we'll scratch that one off.
But I guess the definition is this. The definition is, what do you consider to be the best, an amazing movie? Is it, let me give my opinion.
You're asking a question, not giving a definition, by the way.
Here's what I'm saying. What do you think is the best, what do you think is described for the best movie? Is in my mind,
just came to me, I'll throw that out there as well. King Kong.
Yes,
made
up
Skull Island, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. There you go.
Jurassic Park had a lot of
Jurassic
Park and King Kong.
That was like the
old.
First like ever completely CGI. Holy shit, this looks real type thing.
Well, what I mean is
no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
like, my definition would be it would have to be at least in the top or like either winning or in the top three contenders. You need to have a best director or a very good director. It needs to have some sort of best actor, actress, supporting actor. Like, the acting has to be good. And then the plot has to be good.
Yeah,
well-rounded.
My opinion is, if you're going to have a best, like, the best film, then almost always, when you have the best film, for best actor or supporting actor, you always have also an actor from that film that, you know, that's at least up for nomination for best supporting or best whatever actor. For example, Inglourious Basterds, it's up for nomination, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It also has Christopher Waltz as best supporting actor.
Which, if he doesn't win...
Right. The black bitch from Precious.
Yeah.
Precious is up there, and she's up for best actress, you know? Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth is the way I think it should work. Look, can you say, I can't sit there and tell you I was emotionally connected to these things. I didn't sit there and go, oh man, that really made me think. Like a good movie.
Look, I'm looking right now at best actor in a supporting role. Besides Christopher Waltz, literally none of the other movies were nominated.
What about
were in
best
this.
Actor?
Actor in a supporting.
George Clooney, right?
You have The Messenger, The Last Station, Lovely Bones. None of the
movies Lovely Bones? That's with...
but I'm saying these are the people nominated as Best Supporting. And none of those movies are nominated for Best Picture.
No, I'm not saying...
None of them are from Avatar.
No, I'm saying the other way around. I'm saying that's my point. My point is if you're going to have a movie like that, back it up with a good acting role.
Yeah.
Like every movie that I could think of, like I'll give you an example. Going through this list, the movies that I've seen. With Inglourious Basterds, for example,
mm-hmm.
I could say... Well, yeah, Christopher Waltz stuck out to me. That guy was such a good actor.
Yeah.
And that's what I remember the most about the film. You know, it's like, and his story and what he did and how he talked and how he was jovial but also kind of a dick. Well, not kind of a dick.
He convinced you in the role that he was not Christopher Waltz.
The problem with Avatar for best actor, you can't really nominate anyone for best actor because most of the important scenes, like the emotional scenes, were all computer-animated.
Didn't have Sigourney Weaver. I know.
Exactly.
Well, here's the other thing. Okay.
There's another
thing. You're forgetting...
What am I... Forgot?
You are forgetting about, you know, you're saying the story. Okay, fine, listen. It's not a great story. Great. Keep in mind, though, as far as the best director goes, or look what he pulled off. It's very easy to say anything.
But what?
But now listen.
What did he direct?
Listen.
Though? Other than looking at a computer screen,
exactly.
Other than looking at a computer, that looks good.
It's the same
that
thing.
Looks good, guys.
It's the same thing with Peter Jackson. Whenever
I didn't even make my sentence yet.
All right.
Let me say it then. This motherfucker. Okay, now let's do this.
He is a motherfucker.
I'm gonna get 36, and we'll be some of them. We're 36 people. I'm gonna put a green screen behind us. Now I'm gonna say there's fucking birds and there's monsters, and you're a blue guy with a loincloth, and you're connecting your hair. Go. For them to make it seem that, I mean, that's fucking hard shit to do.
Right, but what you're describing is not the director. What you're describing, the person that should get credit, is a visual effects team. There was a big article when King Kong first came out.
Wasn't he the one telling the actors, John, if anyone would know it but you, isn't the director telling the actors what to feel and do?
Okay,
this is your emotion.
Right, but
looking at nothing,
but the
right?
actor, I could tell fucking a hobo, hey, here's your direction. Here's what you're going to do. Here's what I want you to feel. And then I could tell Brad Pitt, here's your direction, what you're to feel. Doing the same exact role, Brad Pitt's going to be able to do it better because he's a better actor.
Plus, he's also not homeless.
Man,
really well, we'll ask John.
Okay.
Well, have you ever, I don't think you've ever been in a role where you're just nothing or just a green screen behind, have
well,
you?
Well, not a green screen. Well, yeah, green screen, yeah. I've done a great, well.
Well, what do you think is more difficult when you're actually interacting with people in the scene, so now you actually see what's going on? Or when there's nothing around you, and they say, all right, look, you see Nathan next to you? He is a giant bird monster.
How you doing?
Pretend you're scared of this bird
but
monster.
That's the actor. No, but
see this green screen behind you?
But that, see, okay, now, a director.
That's a turtle creature.
Now,
yeah,
you just answered your own question. Because,
yeah.
like, the actor has to be able to, like, there might not be anything there, or there might be something there. A good actor can do it either way. Like, he can be like a snail on a stick, you know? But, like, I gotta convince myself that he's a snail on a stick. But, you know, the director, like, managing the other actors on the scene and getting all the shots correctly. But it's not just the director, because you also got the director of photography, the guy that's behind the camera.
And that's why if you accomplish all of those things, why you should get Best Picture.
No, what I'm asking is, which movie's harder to pull off?
But
everything CGI?
You can have a good actor giving a poor, or a good director giving a poor actor good direction to help him, or you could have a poor director telling a good actor something very minuscule and an actor taking it to another level.
But the thing is, here's the thing. Harder to pull off is saying one thing, but just because something is hard doesn't mean that it makes it the best picture.
No,
you
not
know,
at
there's
all.
Pictures that they spent inordinate amounts of money on and they sucked.
Yeah. Murray reminded me
and
of
you're right
something
about
on
that.
YouTube about a good actor with a bad director. Like it's Robert De Niro, and he's doing a promo for like the Discovery Channel or the History Channel. And he says, you know, the show coming up next. And then the guy's like, okay, cool, but with a little more motivation. And then he just gets all mad, like, we're not fucking selling cars here. It's really, really funny.
Yeah, it works both ways.
Works both ways.
Back to your point. Now, you said you could tell a hobo to do something. You could tell Brad Pitt to do something. I'm sure if you directed a movie, no offense, Royce, it probably wouldn't be that good.
Well, you know, but that being said, there's a lot of one-time directors that have made great films and never fucking been able to replicate it.
Yeah, one-hit wonders.
Yeah, so maybe if you just get the right flow or the right, you know, thing, yeah, you can.
And
you know?
And during that time span in filming, that's why a lot of the directors and actors, they always, like, you know, they become friends and they go buddy buddy because then they can get like a sense of one another, and you can catch that on camera, which is how you can get like a convincing scene from an actor and for the movie to like bring you like, wow, this is really happening, it's not just a movie.
Who do you think you are, huh?
I'm an actor.
Who do you think you are?
I don't know
this shit.
Well, what else is on there, because all we ever do is talk about Avatar.
Yeah, we talk about it just because it's still
we're all successful movie buffs.
Well, it's not movie buffs, but it's movie watchers. If you're a movie watcher, I mean, you want to know why a movie is where it is. I'm
curious.
You know?
Curiosity killed the shark.
Anyway, the Best Picture's worth shit now because now they have fucking 10 nominees for Best Picture. It's like everyone gets a nomination now. If you made a movie, you're getting a nomination.
Awesome.
That's why they throw The Hangover in there and take it out like, oh, fuck, we got 9. The Hangover. Okay.
they were all hungover.
Play that.
It's a John Bond. You're tearing me apart.
Excuse me. Well, I would love to make fun of John, but he's the one that pointed out that Rhode Island is a Providence.
That's true.
And I think we all know it is. So, theoretically.
I mean, it is a hypothesis.
No, not theoretically. No, it's the I looked it up and I felt stupid because I wanted to make fun of you. And I was like, Rhode Island really isn't a state. It's a Providence.
I had an uncle who moved to Rhode Island trying to evade taxes because it's a Providence, not a state. So
right. It doesn't fall under the umbrella that gets taxed.
And so he got arrested.
You're going to destroy John. He's very sensitive.
That's just hurtful.
Domino makes a good point. AIDS is naturally funny like a whoopee cushion. That's Professor John losing it again. John, I would love for you to be a college professor.
John's just laughing walk into a class.
Walk into a class one day, just kick out the other professor and be like, I got this.
Oh, by the way,
John, you have a fourth grade education. and that's really me overselling you. That is me overselling you.
I don't think I ever told Marie. There was one time when I was visiting a friend up in Gainesville.
Uh-huh.
And
was it me?
No. No, it was way before it was way before I met on you guys.
Oh, and he died. That's why he's looking up.
And my friend let me come into one of his classes.
And then his asshole.
I took a test.
A test.
No, I was in front of the I was like answering questions and everything. It was in a psych class. So let's talk about like psychology and stuff. I got a 93.
So do you understand? Well,
John, hold on a second. I'm going to let you finish the story, but...
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, because there's a better one.
Oh,
there
is? How did you ever meet Lisa? You never told us.
Well, that's a very interesting story. When I moved to San Francisco with two suitcases, and I didn't know anyone, and I hit YMCA with a $2,000 check, which I couldn't cash.
Why not?
Well, because it was an out-of-state bank. Anyway, I was working as a busboy in a hotel, and she was sitting... drinking her coffee, and she was so beautiful. And I say hi to her. That's how we met.
So, I mean, what's the interesting part?
Well, the interesting part is that on our first date, she paid for dinner.
What? No tips from your job?
Whatever. Do you guys want to eat something?
I just want to point out that every time John tells a long, boring story, I'm going to play that entire 46-minute clip.
Was okay.
46-minute?
Was that the rumor?
Second, excuse me.
Was that the rumor Street Fighter?
That was definitely the rumor.
Oh, okay.
Or Street Fighter.
She has the same Jean-Claude Van Damme accent going.
The sad thing is, that wasn't edited. That was straight cut from the movie. Right?
I love that. It's like a story. It's so bad.
He doesn't open his mouth when he talks. He's like, oh, it's a very interesting story.
Because he dubbed everything over later. I'm going to dub it later, so I don't need to talk right now. And he just
not opening my mouth.
They maybe did, it like, would have been better if he had a better director besides himself.
They did like what they did to Mr. Ed. They just put a stick in his ass so his mouth would move.
Do you think like the house that he lives in is just all like mirrors, or he just goes around just looking at himself like, I look good today?
No, he probably has 42 signed posters of the room around his house.
And he's keeping them because they're going to be worth something.
It's a funny story. Is that this movie, when I made it, I had to cash an out-of-state check, and then they didn't have the out-of-state check.
An out-of-state check?
Like, his mailbox has, like, his street address. Like,
oh, I know what happened. He's in Rhode Island.
Oh, which this bad movie reminds me. Our guest last week, the guy from...
Michael Adams.
Right, Michael Adams, the one who did the bad movie book.
Had AIDS.
Put us on his website.
Yes, close. He did.
He put us on his website and put the first chapter of his book up for free. So it's nice that he gave us a shout out on his website.
Yay!
So,
tell him to take it off.
I wonder if he watched Crossbones.
Take us off your website.
He sent me an email saying he really sent me an email saying I saw the comments on IMDb about Crossbones. I have to watch this movie.
Yes.
And then he died halfway through.
No.
Of a mysterious gunshot.
No. You're wearing your little bandana. You're a ninja now.
What the hell is like Ryu?
Oh, he
is
already,
it Ryu or Ryu?
He already took down our name.
I don't know.
Well, fuck him then. You know what?
He listens. He listens to me.
Fuck
that's
him.
Why.
It's true. Nathan has a lot of say power in Australia.
Within seconds, he took us down.
It's so tough because I really, like, I was talking outside of the podcast. We really work hard to try to get, you know, legitimate people to call in and have some nice interviews to make a nice little reel of interviews. And every time we do, even it could be the coolest person in the world, the chat room's like, fucker, shut the fuck up, this guy sucks, fuck him, what a fag. It's like, dude.
What does he write a book about how many dicks he sucks?
No, but you know how our chat room
John's
is?
John's working on it.
Our chat room right now that it's a week later, they're all saying, he was a good caller. Yeah, it was cool of him to call.
Oh, I said now.
Our guests while we're live.
Winning these animals over, I love them, by the way, because they're animals, but winning the animals over is impossible sometimes. It's like, hey, we have Brad Pitt on the phone. Faggot. Couldn't fuck Angelina Jolie, you faggot. You such a fag.
When did we have Brad Pitt? Where was I?
You had the fever.
Shit.
Scarlet fever.
Brad Pitt is like Royce's go-to story guy.
Yeah, I know.
You've been saying Brad story. Pitt every time.
Brad Pitt.
Can I tell you why?
Inside, you really want to bang him.
I know why.
I want to have sex with him.
Okay.
Well, because when you think of generic, when you try to think of generic good-looking guy, that you think Brad Pitt, right?
Would you be,
he's Tommy getting Wiseau. Older.
Would you be Mr. or Mrs. Brad Pitt?
Mrs.
Okay.
I think Tommy Wiseau.
My go-to story guy, I think, is Tom Cruise. I go to him.
Fair enough. But that interchangeable.
Like, let's say Tom Cruise.
Let's say Chris Farley.
Just off the top of my head here.
My go-to guy is Humphrey Bogart. Because he's relevant, right?
Do you have a clip for yourself?
Hold on a second. Wait. My go-to guy is Humphrey Bogart.
Anybody know Ryan? You know a guy named Ryan?
Do you have a clip for me and Royce yet? Or?
Yes.
Get in a car, Marie.
Oh, wait, that's not
when anyone bombs, I just play that one.
Hey, it works.
Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, what a bomb.
Get in a car, Marie.
I didn't say anything.
All right, let's move on. Are we ready for your bit, Ryan?
Well, actually, no, it's Nathan's bit. Don't give me credit.
Are you ready for Nathan's bit that you produced?
That you've taken over and killed. You ran this to the ground, basically. This bit.
I'm ready for this bit because I requested it.
Well,
based on one song.
If I were you, Ryan, I wouldn't let Nate call you out like that and not do anything about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't let myself talk like that to myself.
Well, this is our bit that actually Nathan came up with, Indie or Gay. Unfortunately, since he was away and
the mice will play.
He was in Iraq. He was stationed in Iraq, so that's why he wasn't on the podcast for a while.
But not because he got called in for war. Vacation.
Vacation.
The hotel rooms are so cheap this time of the year.
Chip.
So yes, Indie or Gay. We've done it once before. We have a whole new batch of Indie or Gay songs. So actually our good friend Dutch made this intro for us.
Thank you, Dutch.
It's now time for Is It Indie
or Is It Gay?
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
I challenge any indie artist to define what indie is, and it's not easy.
Oh man, wanna have sex with me?
Being an independent artist means working outside of the mainstream.
You know what's funny is that me, Nathan, Domino, we all said the same thing. But hey, I like that song. By the way, this...
I hope you guys stop being so indie all the time.
This isn't really indie anyway. The Strokes is a major fucking band on a major fucking label.
It was majorly gay.
Majorly like to play that on Rock Band.
Strokes.
So this will be our first song in Indie or Gay, so you remember. We will play a song... an indie song, which means it's a band who's not signed by any major record label, at least at the time was it. And then we decide, is this an indie song that hip indie Chai Ice T guys listen to? Or is this a song that gay guys listen to at a gay club?
Well, let's, first off, John, excuse me, I apologize, Indie John.
Yeah?
Can you please explain to us what an indie song is?
Well, you know, an indie song is, you know, it's not a... corrupted from the politics of suits, man. You know, it's all done underground and unified by people's doing their own thing.
Well, John should be the referee for this because being the only one who's Indie John and also the only one who's been in the gay club, he has leverage. He has leverage on both sides.
And he's been in the gay club 3 times.
No, it's only been once.
See, I only say 3 times. That way you admit that it's at least once so everyone knows.
So what you're saying is if I went to like an indie, a gay club.
In India.
And if I went there once, that augments into 2?
Yeah, the gay club in India is called the Taj Mahal's.
I like that.
I'm so keeping that and making a gay bar. Wow, Taj Mahal.
All right, someone needs to invest in building that said nightclub.
In Dubai.
Well, that's not in India.
We'll make it happen in Dubai, though. It'll fly, anything goes in Dubai.
They're nowhere close to each other.
We'll make a bridge.
We'll do it in Chile.
Wait, what was it? No, you can't call the gay club in Dubai the Taj Mahal. You have to call it something else.
Well, yeah, how about Dubai?
Dugay.
Du guys.
Du guys.
Well, let's go with the first song, Indie or Gay.
This is the first song. This is a more popular one, you guys probably know. The band is Lords of Acid, and the song is called Show It to Me.
Do it.
Starting out with kind of a gay sounding beat. I don't know, but that sound now makes me think more indie.
Yeah, see, right now I would say indie, but you really gotta wait till the words kick in. This is kind of a curveball one.
It could go either way right now.
I wanna see your pussy, everybody says it's nice. Can I come and visit? I'll be at your house tonight. They tell me it's soft to touch and really smooth. Yeah. I can hardly wait to feel that pussy too. You wanna play with pussy all the time.
Yeah.
To hide that kind of pussy is a crime.
So this is a girl singing, right?
You say your pussy's clever.
It's indie, it can go either way.
No, this right now.
Wait,
this
let's just wait for the hook right now.
This can't be gay because it's about pussy.
Well, it was a girl singing about another girl's pussy. It's still homosexual.
Well, two girls isn't really gay. You know, it's just
it's still hot. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say gay. You know why?
Why?
I could see gay guys dancing to that at a gay club. I know it's about pussies, right? But it's a girl singing about another pussy. Well, okay, you're right. Lesbians and gay. It's just hot. But it's so trying to be straight that it comes back around to being gay. You know?
Well, it has hidden meanings, too, like in the beginning starting off. If you never heard the song before, you hear a little pussycat in the background, like, oh, God, she's going to talk about this. It's so indie.
But
because you have to be in.
It's trying too hard.
I'm going to go with indie.
So? You're going with it? I'm going to go with gay.
I'm
going
to go with gay. This is why I say it's a curveball, because although, like, why would it be gay? Like, why would gay guys? But this is something you see a bunch of gay guys dancing to, pretending to be women. Like, oh, you're such a bitch, you know?
Gay guys love women power songs.
Absolutely.
I will survive.
But then here's a bigger curveball. Have you ever seen the cover art on their CDs for Lords of Acid? Always chicks with huge fucking tits making out with each other. And like, I always remember when I go into like a record store, they always have like you always have to have like the black sleeve over like the Lords of Acid.
Because Lords of Acid, they probably go to a club and they play this song and women show them their pussies.
But
we could only judge on the song.
Guys would show them their dicks.
All right.
No,
you know what?
The song doesn't say anything about dicks.
We'll leave it to a vote. Nathan?
All right, well, John's the referee.
Okay. No.
I say indie.
It's majority. Indie? John?
It's indie.
Two indies. I go gay.
Gay.
I'm thinking gay.
You're the tiebreaker.
Gay.
Gay.
Because if you're buying that CD with boobs on the cover and walking out with it, that means that you're trying to hide something.
Well, then it's official.
Gay!
How do you know you're a homosexual?
That's the official gay stamp. So you could put it in the record books, Lords of Acid, Show It to Me is gay on a 3-2 vote.
Oh, wow.
I would say listen to another song by Lords of Acid. But, it you know, it is stamped.
Right.
You should listen to Show Me Your Dick.
All right, so
straighter songs,
right? Okay,
right.
So,
okay.
Good name for a band name.
Well, this would be
like your style.
This is song number two. The band is another more popular one. Avenue D. Do I look like a slut?
Avenue D.
I decide by how I dance to it. You know.
Do I look like a slut? Uh huh. Shut up.
The rapping is horrendous.
I could go either way on this.
Me too.
But you should go with each other.
It's ambiguous when they say, do I look like a slut? Because a gay would say that as much as a girl.
Wait. Here, now this is the indie beat coming in now.
It's kind of techno, and techno's gay.
This sounds more indie, but you can wait till the rap and the lyrics come, and then you can decide.
All right, let's find out.
Beat, I give it indie beat.
You know, I don't understand why everyone keeps calling us sluts.
Oh, this is so gay. I'm a good girl. Yeah, a gay guy would love to sing to this song.
I just went to church the other day.
Window Liquor says this beat month makes me want to have sex with Royce. Pretty fucking gay.
Everyone in the room is saying gay.
Hey Royce, I'm gonna go to the bar. I'm gonna get myself a
Zima.
Yeah, you want one?
If you could crack me open a Zima, it'd be fantastic.
Oh my god!
Would you give me an Arbor Mist?
Get yourself one.
Okay, but John, hurry up. America's Top Model's about to start. You guys are imagining this song being played at a gay club. If you imagine this song being played at a straight club, and then you see the women that get excited that this song is being played, then you can see which ones
women don't get
what.
No, women again, don't get excited.
A little lower.
Normal women, maybe indie women. Normal women don't get excited about songs like that. They either like songs with girls singing about how to dance or men talking about getting all up on their booty.
Well, here's what I think. Nate's had a good point. Now let's talk like we're at a Starbucks with our iPads.
Uh-huh. Starbucks would never play that. Because they're talking about being sluts.
Yeah. Okay. At Seattle's Best, with our iPads.
Let's say you're in an indie coffee club. House. You're at an indie club, whatever it is. Or you're like you're at a record store. Because only indie guys go to record stores.
Me and you. All right. Yeah, so whatever. I get my drinks without ice because I read somewhere on the internet that ice causes cancer.
Yeah, you know, I heard that too. I read a leaflet in the Soho Tribune down in Greenwich Village. And, oh, man. Oh, I was at this coffee bar down over there. They make the best soy latte.
I'm going to get a chai iced tea. You want a chai iced tea? I'm going to get a chai iced tea.
You guys are just sounding gay.
Yeah, me too.
That's the thing.
It's a fine line. Indie and gay is a very fine line.
Because listen to what they're talking about. Again. They're talking about indie. Now, me and Nathan were to take over now to the gay part. You're talking about, oh, my God. So, Nathan, the other day, I tried to put in my jeans, and I'm such a cow. I don't fit in my jeans.
That's gay.
Oh, my God. Tape your penis to your leg and squeeze it in.
Don't you hate we have penises?
Well, John.
Don't you want to take your penis off, Nathan?
Nate is so much better than Nate.
John, I read somewhere that global warming is causing penguins to die, and I'm not about that, so I put it in my Prius, and I got this CD. It sounds really good in my new speaker system, green speaker system in my Prius.
Oh, you have a Prius? I have an Aveo because you get better gas mileage.
See, when you talk over both of them, right. it could go either way, but I guess
if you were to play
the
this
indie, did
a,
not convince me.
Would,
gay,
would you say double stampy?
Gay,
Nathan.
If you play this at a club and there's equally gay people and sluts. I would imagine that this song would probably attract more gay people to the dance floor. So I'm going to go with gay.
Okay.
John?
First off, I totally changed my my thoughts from it, from the name of the band, Avenue D.
Oof.
Avenue D. I mean, and the song, like, maybe if you loop the song, like,
maybe.
In that part where there's no talking,
wait.
You can play that in an indie club.
Maybe instead of D might not mean dick. It might mean D's tits.
I'm gonna have to go
or with that ass.
See now,
or Miss Smith says docking.
I can go either way with this song. I would have to say
yeah,
it. Yeah, I know. I walked into that one.
Okay.
What's gay?
Your, and you said gay.
Chat room saying gay with glitter.
Ryan,
I had gay.
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 It's gay. So we'll give it the official gay stamp. Avenue D. Do I look like a slut?
Gay.
How do you know you're a homosexual?
So we're going gay. So right now we have one indie and one gay.
No,
or
two
gays.
Gays.
No, two gays.
Are you listening?
We got two gays.
All right. This is she's probably the most popular of the whole indie gay scene is Peaches. And what's funny about this girl Peaches is that she was Lady Gaga 8 years ago before Lady Gaga was Lady Gaga.
But what you're missing out on, Ryan, is that Peaches? No. You got to go with Plums. Such a better indie artist.
All right,
hands
down.
This
is a song. This is Peaches, Talk to Me.
Why don't you talk? Why don't you talk to me?
First Instinct, indie.
Why don't you talk to me?
See, this sounds very indie to me. This is me and Nathan inside of
gay bar,
Urban Outfitters. I see myself standing in an Urban Outfitters, looking at the hip books, like the Book of Mustaches, the fucking, the most dick suck books I've ever seen. They try and make anything, like the Will Ferrell book. This guy's wearing skinny leg jeans books.
Yeah.
All right. See myself cruising with this song, like driving through a tunnel, which would be a man's ass.
Right.
Just driving right through it.
I picture myself with a wool knit scarf, old school Chuck Taylor's, flat ironed hair, and this song is totally indie.
Jean jacket that says White Snake on the back.
Yeah, and it's got like the studs.
It is IROC Z.
And it's got the studs on the shoulder with like the different pins.
I just hate processed food. Are you going to the pita meeting, Nathan?
Oh yeah.
Dude, you want to go to Chipotle?
Oh, Chipotle. No, I'm not going with you, Hitler.
Fine, man, you're lost.
All right, so I'm going indie.
Nate.
I almost want to go gay because everyone's going to go indie.
Well, we all know that.
But I'll go indie.
John.
Indie with a capital I.
Indie.
Indie. Okay. Nate, you don't always have to disagree with us just for the sake of disagreeing.
Well, that's
when it's indie, it's indie.
So, Peaches, talk to me.
Indie. I challenge any indie artist to define what indie is.
By the way, all these stamps I made is just... I just took apart the great things that Dutch did. So,
way to go.
Are they time-sensitive stamps?
Even his leftovers are good.
That's so indie.
Actually, that's more of a, he ate his food, regurgitated it, fed it into your mouth, and now you're playing it.
Now this
he's like a mama penguin.
This one is going to get a split decision. It always, always gets a split decision. This is Daft Punk. Daft Punk is always right on the line, and I always want to say indie, because I love Daft Punk.
But see, now
I always want to say gay because I love cock.
Now Daft Punk, they're pretty much like the Switzerland of the indie like revolution. But then again, like, aren't they from Switzerland?
They make watches.
No, they're neutral.
They like chocolate.
They're totally neutral in like the indie and gay industry.
I know John is something great whenever Nathan puts his head between his hands because you know he's intrigued and you know he's curious to know.
I think Daft Punk is just good, so both sides want to claim them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, since...
Well, here it is, Daft Punk, the funk.
Did they already bring in Da Noise?
No, that was Public Enemy.
Oh.
Get in a car, Marie!
That's not part of the song. It should be, though.
Well, John, when you're at gay clubs, do you hear this song?
Actually, I heard the song in DJ Hero, and they mixed it up with a Queen song, so indie, gay. They mixed it up.
Nice.
Queen's not gay. Queen had gay guys in it, but it's still straight.
They still accept Freddie Mercury, God rest his soul.
Rest in peace.
Is...
So here's the thing. This is indie, but I mean, you could see this is just every time the bass drum hits, a cock is going in a man ass.
You can see ass chaps shake face.
Oh
my
god!
You can see a guy getting his mouth fucked. Like you can see that. Yeah. Just right in the beat.
Well,
like,
you can see that on Hippo Juice.
There's a lot of
we have new links.
There's a lot of clubs that will play, a throwback or an old song in between new songs. So this could definitely be a throwback song in a gay club. But it's also a really cool beat that I'm sure anyone could appreciate gay or straight.
I like Daft Punk, but all I'm saying is it could be indie. Daft Punk isn't gay, but let's be honest with each other, a lot of asses have been fucked with that music playing.
There's a thing.
They will play it at the gay club. Doesn't necessarily make it a gay song, because they play, some straight stuff.
Would you say it's a tie?
Here's the thing. I love Daft Punk. Absolutely love them. I think they're fucking geniuses. But gay guys love Daft Punk. They claim Daft Punk as their own.
But when you think Daft Punk, do you like right off the top of your head, do you think indie, or do you think cocks and asses?
No, I think ooh, Daft Punk.
There you go. So it's indie.
All right, so
go with indie.
I have to go indie.
Indie.
Because
as you know,
it's indie anyway. But what
gay
do you
guys mean? Like pizza, but that doesn't make pizza gay, does it?
Well, if you
gay guys don't like pizza because they're all in shape. Celery is gay.
Yeah, celery's
gay. Carrots are gay because they're health food.
Wait. You say celery's gay, but what? Okay, hot wings with celery.
Well, it's straight.
But they're celery.
You don't eat the you eat the celery.
I don't eat the celery. I don't eat the celery.
Exactly. There you go.
I'm just asking you a question. I'm just adding on to what you said. God, I'm freaking. I work on my car, man. Those make me gay. Fuck.
I work on my car while jerking a guy off. It'll make me gay.
I mean, look at my hand. I burnt my hand on like the
on a guy's dick.
No.
I was going too fast. I got a rug burn.
It was hot fire. Wait, what? No. No,
his
no,
cock
no,
ring
no.
was on a stove and it was still hot.
I was jerking him off with Tabasco because that's how he liked it.
All right, we will give it the official then. Daft Punk.
Indie. I challenge any indie artist to define what indie is.
That's the first indie, isn't it?
No.
Second.
Peaches was in. We have one more song left.
But before and it's we move on, I do want to ask John. You know, when he mentioned that, you know, Daft Punk is the Switzerland of the gay and indie debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would be, in your opinion, who would be Germany? Who would be America? And go ahead.
Germany would be death metal.
What's the capital of Germany?
Death metal is like Finland. John, Finland is obsessed with death metal.
John, what's the capital of Germany?
But the debate is gay and indie, right?
You're giving them outs. You're giving them outs. I know. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to know, John, what's the capital of Germany?
Berlin. Munich?
Let's go.
They're both right.
They're both.
They're both right. They're both the capital. They have a dual capital.
Because the Great Wall of China runs between them. Oh, wait, no. Reagan knocked it down, the Great
Sometimes,
Wall of China.
No, that was McDonald's.
Sometimes Hamburg gets it, unlike leap years.
You say hamburger?
No, I said Hamburg.
Oh, okay.
Where the hamburger came from.
Shouldn't Germany be the gay ones, you know, and Switzerland claim, you know, to be neutral because Germany was spreading the gays, trying to recreate the scenario in your head.
I guess I didn't really answer. I didn't really like understand the question too much, but like it makes sense that Germany would be the gay capital.
All right,
Nazis were gay.
Forget it. Just move on then.
I just took a shit in this cereal.
Anyway,
no, you don't understand. It's not going bad because Nathan is saying it wrong. It's going bad because he's talking into a wall.
That ain't cool,
Mr. Wall.
So
that's a good nickname, though.
No, it's not a good nickname.
Fine, Chicken Papa John. We'll keep with Chicken Papa John then.
Damn it.
All right, Ryan, go ahead.
So we have five songs in the indie are gay. The first two were gay, and the last two are indie, so there's one left. I guess this will be the deciding factor for today. This song, when I hear it, it's worth going to jail.
I know what it is.
It's worth going to jail for murder. I will explain to you, and I'm not even joking here.
Are you warning
us? There's only two other songs aside from this that physically make me angry. And then not even the fuck around. Like, when there's no one around by myself, it pisses me off, and I'll get in a bad mood.
What about that Helen Keller song, 303, is out up there with it?
This is the one.
Ryan, can I punch you for playing it?
Shh. I need everyone to understand my
John,
hate.
John, don't even make that face until you hear the words. The words will make you want to choke a baby.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies.
I just threw up on my mouth.
Listen to the words, Marie. That's all.
They fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth.
You know what? I was asking the woman.
I was asking the woman that sits next to me at work
about this song. She's a 5-year-old little girl. She's like, oh, my girl loves this song. I'm like, yeah, if Barney sang it, I wouldn't be mad.
Hold on. The second verse is my favorite.
Because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs.
What the hell is this shit?
Fuck this song. And fuck you for playing it.
A foxtrot above
my head. Okay, all right. You know what? Biggest indie song ever. That's not gay.
They would never adopt that song.
Dude, okay, if that's the case, then gay people would not take this fucking song.
Only two kinds of people would love this song. What? Really, really depressed men that are about to commit suicide or children. So it has to be indie.
Somebody hanging themselves.
I want to hear the second chorus, Ryan. Turn it up. You got the whole song? Why am I doing this?
Big Dick McGee said it right. It's too gay to be gay. It can't be gay. It's It's a double negative of gay.
Military needs to like adopt this for interrogation. Holy shit. I will tell you anything you fucking want to hear. Just turn off this goddamn song.
This is worse than waterboarding.
Yes. In fact, this should be illegal. Like, this should be
illegal to play.
This is worse than waterboarding.
Well, I hate to tell you this.
Rather,
this is on.
I would rather get tased.
Funny you say that.
All right, so we're tasing you.
It's official?
It's official?
As long as you never play this song ever again.
Okay,
I can
listen.
Do that. I can make it happen.
I don't know about the rest of the country or anyone else's, but down here in South Florida, this is like the number one song. This is the most played song.
This, who the fuck is playing this song?
Every popular music station. This is every time I'm at the gym, whether it's Y100, Pine 96. This
that
is
fucking gay gym. That
Mike.
I don't want to be so loud.
It's okay. Now we have
these don't overmodulate.
It won't overmodulate.
Son of a bitch! You let this thing play this fucking shit at Club Fitness?
Dude, no. It's not the gym doesn't have their own playlist. This is the most played song in Y100, Power 96. Ask anyone. This is the most played song.
This is why I love listening to satellite radio. I listen to terrestrial. It's like I fucking time travel. I come back and like I mess up the space-time continuum. And this shit is like the popular shit you gotta play all the time. What the fuck? Who the fuck is playing this
Everyone
shit?
Everyone wants me to tase
you
now. I don't know why.
Jesus
well, here's the thing.
Christ,
we're
what
obviously
awful song.
We're obviously biased because we love this song.
Right.
So I would suggest. Then maybe the people in the chat room, they could call in and we could put it to a vote. Is it indie or gay? And this will also break the tie if this is a gay or indie segment.
954-573-2780. 954-573-2780.
See, this song has three of my favorite things. Foxtrots, Lightning Bugs, and Planet Earth.
Don't turn. Please don't play that song.
How about Fireflies?
No, but the first line is so killer.
Get in a call. Hello, who's this?
It's Jim.
Hi, Jim. You love this song, right?
This song is so gay. I cannot stand it.
But what makes it gay?
It makes it gay because this douchebag is from my town, and everyone around here fucking creams themselves.
Whoa, Jim, you live in Owl City?
Where the fuck is Owl City?
Hey, Jim, you're on with Dutch, too. Hi, Dutch.
Hey, what's up?
I'm a firefly.
No, so, but the first line is so killer.
Get in a call.
What?
Hello, who's this?
Why are we hearing ourselves?
Why are we hearing ourselves, sir? I love the song, right?
This song
Someone needs to
okay.
turn off their volume.
I think that was Dutch. Hey, Dutch, why don't you call in again without having the volume on? Jim, you still there? Blue?
I guess he's gone. But here's the thing. Before you call it gay, do you see... This is not gay club music. This is maybe two gay guys at a picnic music.
How the fuck did this guy get a record contract? Is what I'm trying to... Like, if...
Fuck a record contract. He's, like, number one in, like, the Billboard.
How the fuck is this motherfucker getting shit, man? And what the fuck? I swear... Okay, years from now...
Billboard Hot 100.
Mark my words. Years from now, if... This
I will
guy's
go
being,
to jail
if,
for murdering this man.
No, okay.
Mark my words.
Okay... To add to that, if this motherfucker gets, like, put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame years from now, I will fucking kill this motherfucker.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Hey, lower the bit, Ryan. Okay, yeah, but, okay, so you like the song because your buddy is in it, Jim. What else?
No, I hate the song every time I'm at the gym. Like, me and my buddy...
Jerk off in the shower and listen to it?
Well, if we did, that would make it gay.
Jesus Christ.
What makes it gay? Because this isn't really gay club music. You need an explanation behind why it's gay.
It's not even workout music.
Okay, Jim, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on one second, Jim. Dutch, why do you think it's awesome?
Well, I didn't say it was awesome.
No, yeah, you did.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You typed it and said...
Why are you doing this to me?
Hold on, Dutch. I'm reading what the call screener said, and he said, Dutch wants to say it's awesome, parentheses, not sarcasm, end parentheses.
You know what? You're 100% right. The thing about this song is that it's part of that whole, you know, the girl... Do you guys have that down in South Florida? The,
homosexuals,
the girl pants wearing emo kids?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of their scene. And the fact that this is a huge song on the radio is very weird because it's part of that group of people who do the girl pants wearing, I want to cut my wrist, and blow guys at the same time kind of thing.
Well, like zombies.
Dutch, here's the thing. Then you better apologize to Chim because Chim is an emo guy that cuts his wrist. Right, Chim?
No, I'm not. Dude, no. Chim took my bomb clip and added something to the end of it. That fucking hack. I hate you.
Chim?
I didn't take anything. I did was cut off the room clips.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I love you.
No. I played the room clips while Ryan played the other thing.
Okay, this song right now, in this is for the country, the Billboard 100. Right now, it's number 13, and it was at number 1.
Ugh.
It peaked at number 1, and right now it's, I'm sorry, yeah, number 13.
I just don't understand what the fuck the song is about. Like, what's it about?
Well, listen.
It's about insomnia.
Well, no.
It makes you want to listen to the fucking song. It makes you want to, you gotta buy the records, man. You got to wear the skinny jeans so you can understand it.
Try it, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, this is what makes a song good. This is what makes it good is that it says something that we all think, but we never say out loud. Because 1,000 hugs by 10,000 firebugs, we've all thought it. We all want it.
I think what are you thinking right
he
now?
He was though? The first one brave enough to say it. It's been on the tip of my tongue. Like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it to Scient. But then I'm scared. But he says it. And he puts it out there.
Be 1,000 stings by a million killer bees or something?
I don't know how they could hug you first off with a little stick.
Wait, okay. Hugs with 10,000 fireflies should be countered with 10,000 fists from Disturbed. Just to like to saturate and fucking.
This guy just wanted a different way to say butterfly kisses because that song was already done.
What a
so
fag.
He said hugs from fireflies.
Yeah. You know, lightning bugs, hugs
or lightning bugs.
What the fuck is a lightning bug?
Dutch hit it on the head, saying it's the emo kids. The emo kids are gayer than
fat emo kids that wear skinny jeans.
Basically, I want to blow a guy in front of the girl I like, and maybe that'll impress her. That's their type of mentality.
You're right. Can we isolate that?
There's so many things I'm going to isolate. Like I'm going gay. I don't know if I'm gay yet. There's so many things I'm going to take from this.
You listen to that song 10,000 times, you will want to cock.
That right there. I'm going gay.
Said by Ryan Lopez.
Dutch is going to make it sound like a show that's all about gay and rape. That's all we're about.
When I get a chance, if I can dedicate like 4 hours, I'm just going to make you guys the worst show possible with all the drops I'm going to make.
Too late. We already are.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
We do that every week when we put up the podcast.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's buy a $500 board for this garbage.
Why does Dutch sound so crystal clear?
Because like he's Skyped he's, in. He didn't call in. He Skyped like, in.
And he's also a radio producer.
I was going to say God.
I got equipment, yo.
That explains it.
Jesus.
He's got equipment, yo. You heard him.
Brothers hooked up.
Dutch, do you play any instruments or do anything with music or you just do audio editing?
Like the skin flute, for example?
I was in a band for a couple of years as like the bass player / guitar player / singer, so yeah.
Why do all the musicians listen? Okay, listen. Me, John, we're in a band. We play instruments. You and Niggity, we could start a super group.
Holy shit, that's right.
And we could call it shit, I guess.
10,000 fireflies.
Because it's going to consist of between me, John, you, and Niggity, 3 bassists and 1 guitarist.
We can call it long-distance voltage. And it's a new thing, because like, we're over here, they're over there, and we just like, oh, come on. That was good.
That
was
nice.
It's a good idea.
It's a low John volume. Ball! You make it so... I wish I had a counter for how many
You're
times...
You're going to destroy John. He's very... sensitive.
I am.
Like a little combo breaker.
Okay,
right when he's in the middle of a bomb.
All
right,
Chim, but seriously, the guys from your town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What town are you from, though?
Set your town on fire.
What town? Yeah, really? Fagville?
Yeah, basically. That's not leaving.
He's so defeated.
So, how popular are they in your town, then? Are they, like, local heroes there? Are they hometown legends?
Ugh. They have the key
it's
to
only
the city.
One guy, and he basically did it in his basement by pressing one button on a keyboard that was pre-programmed.
So in no time.
Yeah, I know. I have that on my keyboard, too. You hit it, and it does all their harmonics for you. It's great. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I did it at Best Buy, and I have no musical experience at all, so...
If it makes Jim feel any better, he's got this sack of shit. We got fucking Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah, that's our band.
Yeah, we got Dashboard Confessionals. They're all local heroes.
Dude, yeah, you're a local hero. I still want to murder those people.
The thing is, like, how many straight guys do you know that they sing like this?
Oh, I'm Maroon 5. And they made a career out of it.
Boy, how shitty is
Maroon 5? Oh, no, wait. We also have piano. We have Gloria Stefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
And Marilyn Manson.
True.
Oh, yeah, Marilyn Manson. He went to Broward Community College with us. So we got that going for us.
I will say just because you guys are bigger, that does make you gayer because you've had more gay bands come out there, but...
But you're forgetting Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, we have Vanilla Ice.
No, didn't forget it. Just didn't want to bring it up.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought that would help.
Jim, no. Jim, I really do feel bad for you. How cold is it where you're at, out of curiosity?
I don't know. It's probably like 2 degrees or something.
God, you have the worst existence.
Where does he live?
He lives in
the North Pole.
Minnesota, right?
Minnesota.
What?
Minnesota, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually 12 degrees, so it's warm today.
Minnesota. Well, that's not bad. That's why he talks like he's from Fargo. Oh, yeah, sure.
But that's North Dakota. That's totally different, man. In fact, that's an insult.
Yeah, we have two live crew. A lot of guys from here.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Thank you for calling, good sir.
Mm-hmm. Talk to you later.
Bye. I would really like to hear Niggity's opinion on this song. I would really like him to call.
He probably already shot himself.
Niggity's probably listening to Death by an Angel fire guitar.
Or he's got the new Deathlock CD.
He just said Death is from Florida. Is Death the name of a band, or is he talking that the Grim Reaper is from Florida?
I think, like, Death, because, like, this is, like, Hell's Waiting Room.
Ryan, stop. You better stop.
I'm Niggity not playing just thinks you should
it's
die,
just, it's
Ryan.
Just in her head.
What am I doing? Wait, what the hell am I doing? Wait, someone stop me.
Caressing me.
What am I doing?
Caressing me.
What am I doing? Oh, my God.
Potty it up.
Potty over here.
Potty over here.
Well, you can play John getting shot with paintballs while he goes to the potty.
Ah, good point. Yeah.
In our three-camera shoot, two of them being full 1080p for you guys to enjoy.
In case you didn't see it well enough the first time.
Yeah, in case you missed John getting pelted by paintballs.
Because it was really funny.
By the way, there is...
For you.
There are two more songs that annoy me more than Fireflies.
Is that possible?
That did it.
Number two has to be... I don't know who... I think it's Ludacris sings it. And it's just one dick clapping as the beat. Hello, can you go? Hello. Except it's done all chipmunk-like.
Yeah, that's, never, song. That's the go? Number 12 song. Fireflies is 13.
Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go? Hello. And if you think I'm annoying, this is the song. I'm sorry. There's the guy playing the clap.
Yeah.
John, sing it.
Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go?
And that's a fucking hit record. Nothing. That is a fucking hit record.
There's no change, no nothing.
So what's your excuse for not having a hit record?
I'm not stupid enough, I guess. I learned how to play music. I guess that's where I fucked up.
You didn't sell your soul.
That's where I fucked up. When I learned how to read music, I fucked it all up. Like exactly what Chim said. You just got to get the fucking overmodulated keyboard and hold the button, and then sing about fireflies and the number of them.
All right, let's...
How's he even going to go on tour, like, tour his record? Is this going to be, like, just like a fucking MacBook on, like,
stage? Where do they keep all the fireflies when he tours?
He probably has, like, a box of fireflies, right, and he leashes them out on, like, this crowd.
All right, yeah, before I forget, since we're on the topic of videos, that was Nathan's amazing video editing. He took the audio from the podcast.
Awesome segue.
And used all three, even the webcam camera, to do, like, a three-camera shoot. And for the people that watch the end of the video, John is still alive, and you'll understand when you see the rest of the video. It's on YouTube. Just search for Hippo Juice Film, and you can see the rest of the video. Rate it. Comment. Share it. We want to go viral somehow.
Love it.
See, no one told me that John was still alive.
Well, yeah, like, rumors.
Nobody told me that he lived through that.
No, Nathan's right. That's where we fucked up. We should have told you.
I thought he was dead, because I saw it. I saw what happened.
You always assume someone dead unless someone tells you they're alive.
Right.
Okay.
I'm alive and still kicking.
Well, it's too late to edit what we did, so just roll with it.
Just like, what, use your own imagination?
Just burn your social security card.
Why don't we pass the rumor along that John is dead? Maybe he'll get more Twitter followers.
John, start it.
All right.
And then Crossbones will be the biggest movie ever. He was a genius.
I'm actually his identical twin. You know, I'm like
wrong. I'm wrong. on.
I've seen your twin.
Ron Sanzari.
Ron Sanzari.
Actually, I'm Nanj.
He's San Janzari.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Nathan and John made a video for our local radio station here, Power 96.
Power.
And I think, what is the, I think it's $5,000?
$5,000.
$5,000. So. Marie's going to post a link up there. It's too hard to actually fucking tell the whole link. But we're gonna post, the link is already posted on Twitter and on Facebook. We're going to post it on hippojuice.com as well. We can't directly link to the video, so all you do is to find the video, our video to vote for. Or, excuse me, Nate and John's video to vote for. Just do Control F and type Party On. Party On is a video. So I'm with John standing in front of a black car with his arms crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the video. It's for a commercial.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a dance. I don't want to say dance. Like a popular music station, I guess.
It's like rap.
Dance. It's pop rap. Hip-hop. It's like Black Eyed Peas. It's popular rap. It's not ghetto rap.
No. That one's 99.1.
But I was reading the rules, and they said that, you know, they, because when you go to the website, you know, you'll see that it's a PHP site, so, you know, you're logging into a big database, and that they're tracking the IP addresses, so every IP address can only vote like 5 times, so
try. They're letting you vote more than once?
Yeah, you could vote. I voted twice. I mean, I know it lets you. So, yeah, try not to go over the 5 limit. You know, this isn't a Film Fights thing. This is something that, you know, I really want that.
For real, for money?
Yeah.
I looked into it, too, money, so. And I believe also they might play this during the Super Bowl on one of the local channels down here, too, I think.
Yeah, so please vote. You know,
that's why it's called Super Commercial.
So they basically had a full commercial made for $5,000. It's a really good idea on Power 96.
Well, as a matter of fact, us, you know, our email is set up to, you know, receive, you know, different contests, commercial contests. One just came up now for FedEx. FedEx wants a commercial, 30 or 60 seconds. We should look into it. It's also $5,000.
Yeah.
We have until March. You even have a while to do it. It is a short commercial, though.
So we'll play the Firefly song, and we'll just film John and whatever he says for 60 seconds.
Hi,
and then we'll put FedEx at the end.
Do you need packages sent quick? FedEx.
Yeah. So please vote if you still want to help Nate get a new laptop. You know, throw a couple of votes my way.
Throw them up there. Give them all the votes you can. Tell your friends to vote. Remember, though, 5 times is the max from each IP address. Obviously, if you have a work computer and a home computer, then you have 2 different IP addresses. But just know the rules. It's 5 times each IP address, and that's
so
it.
So buy, like, 3 more computers.
Worth $10,000.
And then vote from them.
Perfect.
Right. So, yeah, please just keep it kind of, you know, keep it fair so that we actually win legitimately.
Take a look at some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Some of them are chongalicious.
You know,
don't look at any of them.
You know, one of the other ones is actually one of the ladies that I work with, her son. So she sent out one of those, you know, listserv notifications saying, please vote for my son at work this morning. And I was like, fuck you, bitch. I already got a video in there.
You didn't say any of that.
No, actually, I ignored the email.
Because you're very timid.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that to anyone.
You'd be like,
no.
She could send an email with a picture of you photoshopped with a tail, and you wouldn't say anything to her.
A tail?
Why?
That's
a tail?
Not insulting at all.
I'm just confused.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for this tail you gave me. Why would you? I don't get it. What's the insult?
Now we're all punished, Nathan.
Oh, Nathan.
God, Nathan. I want a tail.
Do your FedEx commercial, John.
Hi. Join FedEx. Fireflies faster than cars.
I want a raccoon tail.
That's it. That's the commercial.
I believe
FedEx faster than cars. I want a raccoon tail. If we submit that, there's no way we could lose. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the audio of what we just did, Nathan. I'm going to give it to you. Put whatever you want as a visual.
Wait, play that song again.
Let it be known, John is asking to play Owl City Firefly.
Yes, guys, please do me a favor. Please do me a favor. HippoJuiceFilm@yahoo.com. Send us your ideas for the FedEx commercial, and maybe we'll incorporate them.
Hi, do you have genital warts or yeast infection? Then this product is for you. It's called Yeast Away.
Side effects include bloating, nausea, upset stomach, and the ability to hang yourself after listening to this song.
Okay, what's that have to do with FedEx?
No, this is another
just
commercial.
Say FedEx.
Buy from FedEx.
An affiliate
boy says, FedEx, we are all just big fireflies.
Wait. FedEx. Yeah, we got some boxes over there.
FedEx.
We can deliver 10,000 firebugs.
Wait a minute. FedEx.
That equal 1,000 hugs.
FedEx. We'll ship that box up your ass if the price is right.
Got 10,000 fireflies? No problem. We'll ship them.
Bye. I want to go with FedEx now.
My zipper's still down.
FedEx.
FedEx. My zipper's still down.
Hate minorities?
FedEx.
Marital troubles? FedEx.
They use the fireflies to carry
packages. You could try to get the more adult commercial. What would your commercial be for this one, John?
5-hour energy drink. Need a boost now?
No, they're all FedEx commercials.
Oh. So you want your packages sent quick and easy and slick like a dick? FedEx, shove up your ass.
Why would my dad want to go to FedEx if his packages are going to be sent slick like a dick?
Do you want that dildo overnight? FedEx.
Quick, discreet, and reliable.
I'm gonna sell it to my mom.
I'm going to read Parcel Boys. My name is John. I rub your package with my package every time. FedEx.
Wait. FedEx. Docking approved.
Why is it frozen?
I don't know. Why is it frozen?
My screen's frozen.
Oh. Well, they say like FedEx is because they're stuck together.
Ryan, and by the way, I also have the real Firefly song that I'm sure more people would appreciate.
From the sci-fi.
Not that one.
was that the actual TV show Firefly?
No.
Oh.
But if you want, maybe I can find it.
On the next episode of Lost.
Never seen Lost.
It's not even the music.
Wait.
What's the next episode of Lost?
There you go.
Well, now it's Firefly.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if they match up.
Okay. I don't
care. I'm still free. They sound good.
Wow, it actually diffuses that gay song.
I like the idea of doing a
Firefly
FedEx,
mashup?
A FedEx commercial. John, what's your FedEx commercial for this song? Maybe just a lone cowboy riding his horse with a FedEx package in his satchel.
FedEx, the banquet shippers.
What?
The banquet?
Yeah, the banquet. Like a banquet of FedEx of deliveries. They are the banquet.
I don't get it.
Because there's a beer commercial and they call Coors the banquet beer.
It's a John Bond!
You do know that beer does not equivalent to a package.
Beer no. does not what?
Equivalent. I just made that word up.
Okay.
Okay.
Just go with it.
Get in a car, Marie!
Hey, Ryan, that's my girlfriend.
Ryan! Anybody know Ryan? Ryan? You know a guy named Ryan?
Marie jumped.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
What's a crom?
What's a
is that something from Lost?
No.
Yeah, it is.
What was that thing at the end?
Bolt. All
right. How about a sick kid, and it's in the Wild West, and they have to get a medicine to him. The family's very worried. And the man's about to go on a long journey through the wilderness, through the Old West.
He's got 99 oxen. He's a banker.
And a bitch ain't one.
And the mom just goes, why don't you just FedEx it?
And he dies from dysentery.
Would this be the music?
Oh, my God.
All right, John, you heard what he said. Now I want you to act it out.
Wait, what did he say?
Where were you?
I was trying to get my Oregon Trail joke in.
Just explain Lost.
You were trying to get an Oregon Trail joke in?
Yeah, so I was just going on here. I was just hearing blah, 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 blah. And end up talking.
That's pretty much
dysentery.
What I said. That's pretty much what I said.
Act that out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Dysentery.
I was just trying to get my Oregon Trail joke in. I don't know what the fucking problem is.
There's no crime in that.
If anybody else has a FedEx idea, just fucking type it or call and tell us. Just send the motivation. You'll be the director, and John will act out your FedEx commercial.
Why don't you FedEx it to us?
Yeah.
FedEx your idea.
Why don't you die?
Oh, wow, that's hurtful. Wow. God damn. I think you can play that Sam, man.
I know what'll cheer Marie up.
Okay. Wait, no.
Is it the fireflies?
10,000 of them.
Oh my god, I love fireflies.
Please don't say it like that, Marie.
Oh my god, I love fireflies. I love the fireflies.
She said flies.
Flies.
All right, John.
What I do?
If we're gonna do this FedEx commercial, I want to do it for everybody. So first off, I want you to do a FedEx commercial for gay people. Like, how would you sell FedEx to gay people?
Okay, it's two robots, and okay, they're having a video chat through the internet because one of them is missing an arm. So the other robot FedExes his arm to the robot. And we're using this song.
Go.
Go.
Hey, JonTron.
You're a robot. Talk like a robot.
JonTron, I need my arm shipped over to the Crab Nebula.
A little bit more robot-y.
I can't get any more robot-y than that.
How would you like it shipped?
Why don't you talk with beep, 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 boop, boop, beep, 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 beep.
01100010.
There's numbers, John.
That's binary.
I want
that's binary code.
I want beeps. It's a badass song, though.
That's AOL.
Oh, FedEx. Oh.
See, I thought I was supposed to be like a gay one, so I'm going to say, like, FedEx. We sure like to stuff our packages full to the brim.
Can you be a little more subtle with the plug? It's like you don't even try to be subtle. It's like, FedEx, we'll suck your cock.
I didn't say that, Rice.
FedEx, unlike UPS, we give a reach around.
Hold on, Doug.
Well, you did say ship it like a slick dick.
Wait.
Wait,
yeah. Domino actually had a good idea. It would be cool to see a commercial with a FedEx employee tracking down and rescuing a package Jean-Claude Van Damme style, like terrorists or something, and at the end saying, because we care.
That would actually be a good commercial.
We can all go home.
And we can do bullet time.
Yeah.
The FedEx commercial should just be that whole monologue.
Troopers!
Yeah, troopers, we have received no orders. UPS is getting paid off for their crimes. They're going to pack them up. But we can all go arm. I am not going home. I am going to get in my truck. I'm going to drive up that road.
I just received new orders. Our superiors say...
Wait, I have one. It's really racist, but I think it could work.
Oh, man.
Wait, wait, racist to who, though?
Yeah.
To the Jews.
Do it.
What if we have a Hitler lookalike saying, you know what, trains just aren't working for me anymore. You FedEx.
Wow. Wow.
Alternate war ending.
Okay, John. All right, John.
What?
You can
How
do
much does Domino want for his idea?
I don't think he Domino, offered it.
We want your
Domino,
idea.
Say patent pending unless you want us to seal it.
How much does he want of the 5,000?
Okay.
What you want?
52. Okay.
John, I want you to do a joke. I want you to do a FedEx commercial for the brothers.
For the brothers?
For the ovens.
Well, what's going on? You have to tell them.
Well,
okay.
Let them freeform.
They're in a gang fight.
I got it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Hey, y'all.
Not yet.
Hey, y'all shorties, y'all listen up, you heard me? You want yourself sell discreetly? And you want U.S. mail to fuck with your shit? The government? Y'all need to go. Y'all gotta go FedEx. For reals.
John, I would like you to do an indie one now. Now, this is you explaining to someone in a coffee house that why you use FedEx because it's better for the environment over UPS. Okay?
Excuse me.
So, we'll give you some music.
Yeah.
I was thinking of shipping this package UPS. I mean, they're all the same, aren't they?
But you know, I can just get on my three-wheel bicycle and ride up the road, save gas, don't have to let the corporation take my box, because then they'll just be looking at it. Don't look at my box. FedEx. Go suck one.
UPS.
That's against FedEx.
What? First off, FedEx is a corporation.
Yeah, I know, man.
No, John, it has to be pro-FedEx. You have to make FedEx cool and green.
You can't say UPS.
You have to use because, yeah, you have to be like, FedEx doesn't use panda skin in their boxes.
You want me to sell my soul? Then no thank you, sir. My soul's in tofu. I said my piece.
Johnson, sorry, my soul's in tofu.
Make that into a shirt made with recycled cloth.
I swear, I hope that for some odd reason, because they're going to pick three winners. All three winners get $5,000. That we're one of them that wins.
And all
then
three of them.
Just by chance, they go, oh, let's see what other stuff these hip hop people have done. They come across this replay and they take everything back.
No, I really like the one of JonTron. You don't know why I like JonTron? He said it way too fast to have never thought of what his name as a robot would be. He's already figured out what his robot name would be.
Well, okay, what would your name be?
JonTron.
JonTron.
He's elbowing Nathan. Tell me to do a robot one. Tell me to do a robot one.
I already got it. JonTron.
Domino has another idea.
Well, I haven't thought about it, but JonTron.
Domino has another idea.
Mm.
Jack Bauer, 24.
Who?
Screaming at the TV, "We have no time!" as he looks at the shipper website and it says delivery date. And then the delivery guy's running down the street with the package, jumping over fences. JonTron. Sorry, that's just what he said after that.
Nice.
I'm just reading the blue.
24 is copyrighted, so we'll have to do like 25.
FedEx logo, time's a wasting.
And then drop the microphone. After you say that, drop the mic.
And then the box explodes. How'd the box explode?
I don't know. Because it was terrorists.
Okay, one more. This
terrorists
this
use
is,
FedEx?
Okay, this one I want you to do. I want you to do one for, let's see here, for Spanish people. Like you could speak in English if you want, but I need
relate
a really,
to them. So have a heavy accent.
Right. Yes. Relate to them. So have a very heavy accent. Okay.
Hey, Omer, I got the keys. I got them all. I got them all packed up, man. What do you want me to do? Odale es vato, eh? We gotta go here, FedEx. Eh? F is sexy. Migra won't touch you, man. Really? The Migra won't touch me? How do I do this FAX? FAX, man. Escucha, man.
That's a good idea. What, legal immigrant could mail himself at...
You know what the worst about finding these joke things is? Is that when you do log on YouTube, it says recommended for you. Guys sucking cattail. It's something so fucking retarded.
Related.
Because when I was trying to make the clip... When I was trying to make the clip for the gay stamp, I had to type gay in YouTube, and now my related videos are fucking horrendous.
Any way to like delete all that or like purge it and start all over? Or it's
I'm just recommended for you personally, you fag.
I'm just lying because I really want to make guys sucking cattail.
Just like old men.
No, don't. Come here, mittens.
Like a shaved cattail?
No. So he coughs up hairballs later.
You know, the cat's going crazy. Trying to get away. And he's holding it. He's can't hold it still.
He's spinning it around. Wait, that's a meat spin. No.
That's what you get off.
All right, so we'll get a couple cats, Ryan, and we'll do it. Because obviously you're really liking this idea.
Stay away from my cat, though.
No, your cat would be adorable.
No,
we should totally use your cat.
You have a cat.
Have you ever seen the videos that I do?
You get a cat.
Oh yeah, I did see it. Guys, yeah, cat tail.
No.
All right, I wanted to share this video with everybody. This video is let me tell you the name of this video. This video is called "Gimme That Christian Hug."
What?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I couldn't see the video. Right. Well, "Gimme That Christian Hug" is a video about. It's done like at one of those, you know, free Christian rap. You know how Ryan is dying. Ryan is crying. Why are you crying?
That's like when I laugh.
This is John making that video.
Stuck it on a cat tail.
Do we really have to make this video?
Is it like he's making like sexual sounds? Like, cat tail. What is give me the cat tail.
I just imagine a cat sitting and you just see like just ass and tail and the tail flopping. And then slowly in the view you see John's open mouth.
No, see, I don't see that.
The mouth's got to be all curvy because the tail's moving. I see a cat just sitting there, John walking in with a nice suit and a briefcase. He puts the briefcase down and just sticks the cat tail in his mouth. Just serious. Just sticks the cat tail right in his mouth.
And then when it ends, it says FedEx.
I pull the cat out of a FedEx box.
I'm banging you. Let's send that in. I don't care if they ban me if I can never use FedEx again. I need to send that. I need to know what the content people say to us. After evaluating your video. We've evaluated your video.
I don't think you really understand. I don't think you understand the mission statement of FedEx, sir.
I would love that to be a Super Bowl commercial.
And then 2 years later, they do it with a dog tail, and then we take them to court.
And then sue them for millions.
Not millions, Marie. Billions.
Oh, my back is sweating.
Now Marie's crying too. Everybody's crying.
I'm just thinking about like all. I'm sure they have rules. Like it needs to be under 2 minutes.
One of the rules.
There's no rules for cat tails.
Yeah, they have no suck because
it's happened before.
No rules for cat
tails. I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy that they put the special rules in for.
They have it on CNN. Yeah. In other news,
local South Florida man gets arrested for sucking cat tail. All
right.
Look, moving on.
Keep your cats indoors. We'll tell you why at 11.
This film has gone viral.
Okay. Gimme That Christian Side Hug. Is they have those, you know, those. There's like hardcore Christian rap bands and hardcore Christian rock bands that they try to be whatever. And you know, whatever. Some fine.
What is a Christian side hug?
Well, okay.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
Is there instructions?
Just so you understand, because it's kind of hard to hear, because it's off one of those cameras in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I didn't know this, and mind you, I went to Christian school my entire life. Okay, now if you're a Christian, you're not allowed to like. If I knew Marie was my friend, you're not supposed to hug her from the front.
What?
Which is especially not. Weird. Especially
it's rude. You could touch my boobs.
It's ridiculous
to think you can.
No, but it's weird because when you're Hispanic, I mean. My grandparents are really, you know, Christian, but they always hug people from the front. But apparently, I guess
they're heathens.
Because
they're fake Christians.
My junk could touch their junk.
Yeah, right. Then your boobs are on my chest.
Marie, you sound concerned.
I'm aroused.
So these are hardcore Christian rappers. The name of the song is "Gimme That DAT Christian Side Hug." Apparently, when you hug someone, you can't go forward. You gotta go like, "Hey, how you doing, pal?" Or, you know, around
safest
the back.
Safest way.
Right. Safe way.
So look awkward. You gotta hug them awkwardly.
Right.
It's like
until the reach arounds start happening.
Okay. It's like, here we go. What's up, buddy?
Why are there gunshots?
They say I'm a rough rider, but I ride with Christ, though.
Yeah.
So pay attention. It's essential. This ain't no front hug zone. You ain't the fly. You ain't my
I hear so much echoing.
No front hugs and no kissing. I ain't
scared to call your mama. You'll be rolling home in a coma. I got my crew. You ain't got nothing. Follow these rules. Yeah. Cause we ain't blood.
Why'd he fall down?
You this ain't is giving no me that douche chill.
You ain't no free. So rise up off me like the showbread with no peace. Now don't use that front hook, boy. That makes it awkward. That's inappropriate. You back up off her cause we...
Has a rap singer ever said this is inappropriate? Ever? In a song?
Wait, the sirens, and I'm not kidding here.
I don't get the sirens.
Those sirens are from like 1992.
No, but I mean, are they getting arrested for doing fun hugs? Because that's not a law, you know.
An old tiny cop beating him a son. Hey, you two hugging?
Like, it sounds like there's maybe like 10 people in the audience because it sounds so echoey. Like, who the fuck are they doing this for?
A lot of moms.
Hold on, I want to hear the lyrics.
A lot of moms. We be walking like, we be talking like, we be side hugging
every day and night. It's how we do, boo. This ain't no club. I hear people laughing.
Don't be hating on me when I show no love. We living holy.
I think we get
this.
You
can
play the
whole
thing.
Yeah.
Playing the whole thing.
I'm going global, cause you don't know me. I'm buying babies like Angelina Jolie.
I just wanted to get to that.
Oh, he did an Angelina Jolie ride.
And hit my fist like President Obama.
I'm doing everything I can in my power.
It's stuck on Dexter's shadow.
Oh my God, it won't stop doing it.
Put the fireflies back.
I'm a rough rider.
Put the fireflies back.
Filled up with Christ's love. Give me that Christian side,
oh my God, I can't stop it. What the fuck is this shit?
I don't know. I think maybe it was a virus.
Is this God?
Oh shit, it's a side bug. It's a side virus.
It doesn't even know when he moved to computer. Look, I hit mute.
You know what? Wait, crashed my computer with that Christian side bug.
Oh boy, I think he's calling. Hi, Diggity. We don't know how to.
Turn
I'm
it
trying.
Up. Turn it up.
Let's just unplug your computer.
I'm trying.
Just unplug it.
Let's
unplug your audio.
Oh, good Lord.
Let's
it's
clean
still
the,
playing.
It's still playing, though.
Clean the taste out of her mouth.
Oh, wait. Now I... Oh, thank you, Ryan. I hear the song from the angels.
The angels are getting shot at.
Well, because they're not giving that Christian side hug.
I can't stop this. I've never seen this happen before.
Oh my God.
I've never seen it get stuck on a video like this. Domino says they want to gangbang Jesus.
I ain't gonna fuck a nigga like Jesus.
Marie.
Sorry. That's what they
say,
right?
Jesus.
Oh.
Sorry.
What
the Lord. The Lord.
Nigga like the Lord.
Blessed art thou.
Wow, that was... Jesus took over your computer, Royce.
Yeah,
it's a sign.
He wants to make that video viral. It's a hand of God.
So when the fireflies hug you, does that have to be side hugs, or...
I don't know. They
yeah,
hug
how,
with,
yeah, how would fireflies hug you?
Fireflies hug you inappropriately is what they're doing.
They grope you?
Uh-huh.
Don't they, like, rub their glowy butts on you?
Getting raped by 1,000 fireflies.
It's the saddest song ever.
And then they flew into my anus.
Now that's an emo song.
Yeah.
Wait. That is emo. Getting raped by 10,000 fireflies?
The fireflies are bright and cheerful.
Exactly. That's why it's so sad.
It'd be like 10,000 tiny anal beads.
Ew.
That's a lot of anal beads.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're really tiny.
That's a good day for me.
Fireflies is a happy place you go to when you're being raped by a priest.
Ella's from Philly.
Nice.
FedEx.
Oof.
We
can we just play that Christian side hug video at the end? Just put FedEx.
Just putting FedEx at the end of anything makes it funny.
FedEx.
If you don't want to be part of it, Nathan, it's fine, but I'm doing that sucking cattail FedEx.
We have our own Perfect. Camera now. We'll do our own thing. I'll help you out, Ryan, because I support this.
You go your way, we go our way.
I think Nathan would like to be involved, though. I don't want to cut him out of this.
No, just stand on the back.
Nathan goes, well, I do have the script.
Yeah, but there's no bullet time involved
cat
in this
tail
one,
fever.
So.
He's, I can't even, no. God.
You know what we should do? Is we should make two variations and send them in through different emails so that FedEx is getting really concerned that everybody thinks that they're associated with cattail sucking.
If they just got 100 of those, what the fuck,
can we please do
man?
It
to
FedEx has to put in a press release that says FedEx does not condone the sucking of cattails.
Can everybody make their own cattail sucking video and send it into FedEx?
Just like when you go to Boost Mobile, when you go to contact us, it goes, if you're contacting us for any reason other than child porn, that means either a major child porn situation
yeah,
happened with Boost Mobile or many smaller child porn situations happen where they... I don't see the correlation between Boost Mobile, a cell phone company, and child porn.
Actually, I think I'm smelling a new Hippo Juice contest.
Uh-oh.
Child porn? Child porn on your cell phone.
First off, John has an unfair advantage.
Why?
Because you already have a hard drive full of them.
No, I don't.
It's what, only half full.
It's a thumb drive.
That's a good one.
Ryan Lopez.
Just can't say my name after things.
Child pornography. Ryan Lopez. Hey, by the way, it reminded me because you were brought it up last time when you're cruising 4chan, you never know what things are. I was on 4chan the other night, and it's so the fucking site is like, it's like, oh, funny picture, hot chick, child pornography. Child pornography, then a bloody asshole. Then they post like these sick pictures for no reason, like a dick with warts.
So then do FedEx. So then do tail sucking. Tail sucking.
Ellis from Philly like has a good contest drawings. Idea.
What?
Internet radio death match: Royce versus Roman.
How's that?
Polanski.
Work?
Yes.
No, Roman from the No Fade and Razor show. They're identical twins.
It wouldn't happen if we touch each other. The world would end.
This would be a paradox.
It's like Southland Tales.
What?
How can we confirm Roman's death?
How can we confirm Roman's death? You feel his pulse, and if it's not
beating. One of us would have to be where Roman is.
That's true.
Wait, who's Roman?
Well, we'll ask No Fade and
Razor.
I don't trust
Roman.
Them.
I thought it was,
it's got to be one of us.
I thought that was something brought up from Lost.
I thought his name was Razor.
No, Razor Ramon.
I thought it was No Fatty and Razor. That's what I thought.
I've
been calling him Sharon.
Because you were saying about, you know, you end up on these weird things on 4chan. I was on menshealth.com.
You were on 4chan. I was nude.
Yeah, sucking a cat.
By the way, just I'm gonna let you finish, but I have to tell you this. Don't,
don't
wait,
say.
Wait. No. When you go to like, you know, hotmail.com, don't type, and I've done this by mistake, don't type hot, M-A-L-E. Don't type hotmail.com, because it is a completely different site.
Well, here's something real that Nathan did do.
I really did do this.
No, I'm just saying,
gay porn cookies just like pop up.
There's it's like an exercise and fitness. It's a very popular website, askmen.com, askmen.com.
Right.
I was telling Nathan about it. He thought it was allmen.com.
I thought it was all men. All men questions, all men all the time.
Goes,
and all men is...
He goes to allmen.com. Great gay porn site, by the way. And Nathan's like, after I searched for 33 minutes, I realized I was on the wrong site.
I was convinced that this was Ryan's way of coming out.
I've done something similar like that. I just turned 18, so I was with Greg.
So I was on gay porn sites.
Well, it gets here.
That's how I celebrate my birthday. Parouse gay
little
porn.
Little gift to me.
Is it Parouse or Parouse?
Every cock is a candle.
It's my birthday. Let me indulge.
So you just turned 18.
Every night I give myself a little treat.
And I was with my, you know, with our friend Greg, who's not with us anymore. He's not dead. He's in Melbourne.
God rest his soul.
Actually, he's not in Melbourne. He's in Gainesville.
He's not dead. He's in Melbourne. But
God bless his soul. Yeah. He's not with
Whatever.
Us anymore.
God rest his soul.
He's in limbo.
Anyway, so we were looking like, oh, man, now we get into clubs. Let's look up some clubs. We didn't know what clubs were, so you're going to know immediately, John, because you've been there. But I go, Coliseum. All right. That's pretty cool. But I don't know what it was, so I go, let's check out their website. I click it. And the Coliseum website is like three pillars, right? There's like three pillars.
Right.
But between the pillars is scrolling pictures of men abs and men's sweaty bodies.
What?
Just going up and down.
And Greg's looking for the address.
When did you figure it out that it might be a gay
like
club?
Like 30 minutes in.
You thought it was a health club.
Like, after
okay,
I came.
Maybe it's like a competition club or something?
Yeah, no, for a second. Oh, okay, and then we keep watching and it's like, ah, this is
You're
a gay
watching it
club.
With him?
What?
You're watching it with
him? Him and Greg. They're trying to find, you know, find a club. They're not
trying
watching.
To find each other. Starts,
you guys light a candle, dim the lights.
And then both of us go, oh, man, that's so silly. Yeah, yeah. I know, it's so dumb.
And then he gets like a nervous chuckle.
We should just go there as a joke. Like, as a joke, we should just go.
We won't even enjoy it, but, you know, we'll have a laugh.
Whatever, we'll laugh at them.
Yeah, I got a new...
As messing around.
Wouldn't it be funny if we dated for 10 years?
Is that when you stopped hanging out with Greg? Because he went?
I found this Gucci...
He broke my heart.
I found this Gucci sleeveless tank top. Let's try this on at this place, man.
I got it as a goof.
Yeah, it's a goof. What's it made out of? Oh, Lycra.
John Pott.
So I'm on menshealth.com, and there's an article. Like, you know, they write a bunch of things about, you know, just whatever, exercise and shit. So someone goes, so at the bottom of every article, people are allowed to post things, you know, like about the article. So unless you're thinking about a guy sucking cat tail, there's no need for that laughter. So someone ends up asking the question, is it true if you lose weight, does your penis get bigger? Right? So then he posted at the bottom his Yahoo questions.
Penis.
his dick.
His Yahoo questions link. Right? There's no way I wasn't clicking on that link.
Good boy.
There's no pictures or any. You've been to Yahoo questions before. It's just people who are scared to ask.
Jesus. It was his link.
It's like people who are scared.
Oh shit, he knows.
Oh shit, delete it.
Throws the board out the window.
Scrambling.
All right. No, so anyway. It's like people who are scared to ask things or ask their doctors post questions, so then there's no way I couldn't read these questions. This kid's like, one of them was, I'm 14 and concerned about my penis size, and it's like, I'm in a swimming club and I'm trying to hide it, but my towel fell down. And I'm 14, and I'm 1 inch flaccid and 3.5 inches erect. And now they make fun of me and call me teeny weeny.
Dude, that's a sexual predator, man.
Is that normal for a 14-year-old? That's sexual bait. Is that normal for a 14-year-old? And then like other kids are like, oh no, whatever. No, you grow up.
Other kids.
And then there's guys who are obviously the predators asking like, well, if you send it to me a picture. I can tell you.
If
it
yeah, I'm a
in
doctor.
My mouth, you're A-OK.
I can show you some penis exercises.
Question asked by Viper Racing 1.
Dictated but not read.
All right.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. Then the science gets done and you make a neat clown for the people who are still alive. Maybe Black Mesa.